League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, BMW's zero defects. Cadillac remains committed, and the EU battery investment. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why a new electric ferry in the US is cleaning up. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It's Monday, July 14th. I'm Martin Lee. Been through every EV story that I could find, over 1,000 sources every day, so that you don't have to do that, but you are fully up to speed. Apologies for having the lurgy and sounding so bad. I've got two young kiddos. It's kind of inevitable. They bring everything home. Just a bit of a pain in the backside when your job is as a podcaster and you don't want to lose your voice, but which I did over the weekend. However, it's mostly back. Sorry about that. We'll start with news of BMW raising the bar for electric vehicle reliability with a zero defect approach for batteries in its Neue Klasse line. Every battery cell is individually inspected before assembly, and strict quality checks track each step, from laser cleaning and monitored welding to final inspections once battery packs are complete, ensuring BMW's exacting standards are met. This new method involves assembling cylindrical cells directly into streamlined, module-free packs that improve both strength and efficiency. Quality control is being improved by new AI-driven inspections, which production chief Marcus Vollbummer credits as vital for catching defects early and delivering consistent results. BMW sources these battery cells from several suppliers and is building 5 dedicated battery plants across 3 continents, with some facilities located close to car assembly sites in the US and Mexico to speed up manufacturing. Neue Klasse vehicles will have 800-volt electrical systems and next-generation inverters, longer range, more performance, better charging. The first models, the iX3, iX5, and iX7, start to be debuted this year, showcasing the results of BMW's new battery strategy. All right, let's talk about how luxury automakers face shifting markets. But Cadillac, for one, says they remain committed to electric vehicles. John Roth, Global Vice President, emphasized that luxury EV buyers differ from mainstream consumers, with Cadillac's EV sales continuing to grow and customers showing less sensitivity to prices, as seen in sustained demand for the $130,000 Escalade IQ, even after the federal EV tax credit ended. Cadillac aims to lead in luxury electrification by 2030, adjusting its early goal of an entirely electric lineup within 5 years. Over nearly a decade, Cadillac has revamped its brand and dealership experience at 567 US locations. They say they're now targeting younger, more affluent buyers. Motorsport achievements at Le Mans have boosted Cadillac's Euro profile, while the flagship Celestiq signals a return to hand-built, bespoke craftsmanship in the ultra-luxury segment after, what, 50 years or so. Well, most Cadillac EVs are built at 4 US plants, while the optics production in Mexico and China helps mitigate tariffs. Cadillac claims the largest US-based luxury manufacturing footprint, which it sees as an operational advantage. While the company will maintain gasoline and electric models, Roth stressed that the core values of Cadillac is unchanged. Electric luxury is its future. Now, let's talk about the European Commission allocating €852 million, that's £730 million, from its Innovation Fund to the six new projects aimed at strengthening Europe's electric vehicle battery sector. Selected from 14 proposals across eight countries, the winners were evaluated for innovation, emissions reduction potential, readiness, financial planning, scalability, and their role in securing Europe's supply chains. France will host two projects. Accept will add five lithium-ion battery lines in two gigafactories for 15.7 gigawatt hours annually, while Agathe will double Verkor's Dunkirk gigafactory capacity to 16 gigawatt hours a year using digital technologies. Over in Germany, the CF3 at Scale project will develop battery cells with silicon carbide anodes and nickel-rich cathodes, and the WGF2G project will introduce PFAS-free manufacturing for a 2 gigawatt hour annual production output by 2030. Meanwhile, in Poland, the 46 in EU project is set to build a production line for 85 million advanced cylindrical EV battery cells a year. In Sweden, Novo One will establish a gigafactory producing 35 million lithium-ion cells a year using nickel, manganese and cobalt. And the EU commissioner, Wopke Hoekstra, described the funding as essential for advancing competitiveness and supporting clean technology innovation, supporting Europe's broader decarbonisation and industrial objectives. So, let's talk about the Mercedes-Benz electric GLC, that's the SUV. Ahead of the debut at IAA, the big show, Mercedes-Benz introducing its fully electric GLC SUV, the company's most significant product launch to date, they say. Unveiled by the CEO Ola Källenius, the electric GLC will have its official debut at the IAA Motor Show in Munich on September the 7th, and is a major step forward in Mercedes-Benz electrification strategy. Putting a video out online, as he's done with new Mercedes-Benz over the years. I remember watching the G-Wagon one, where he and a female presenter who they bring in look at the car, drive the car, talk about it. He is a very hands-on CEO and likes to present those videos. And I'm here for it, by the way. It's a very personal touch. The model features an extended wheelbase, now 8 centimeters longer, delivering greater legroom, headroom, and cargo capacity, up to 1,740 litres with the back seats down, an additional 128 litres up the front for practical needs as well. Performance of the new GLC SUV will have airmatic air suspension, mirroring the S-Class for better ride comfort, as well as rear-wheel steering for 4.5 degrees of agility in city and highway driving. The SUV incorporates their new 800-volt architecture, DC fast charging up to 320 kilowatts. That's adding 260 kilometers in just 10 minutes. Compatibility with 400-volt infrastructure is going to be maintained through an integrated DC-DC converter, which is very important. The new GLC 400 4MATIC variant will tow up to 4 tons with electric stability features like ESP trailer stabilization and trailer assist for comfortable hauling. Inside, the MBUX hyperscreen using the MBOS operating system creates a seamless digital interface, a new direction for Mercedes and their in-cabin technology. Now, Rimac's Nevera R just broke a bunch of records. Funnily enough, they were the records held by, checks the notes here, oh, that would be Rimac themselves. Rimac's Nevera R, establishing 24 new world records at the ATP track in Germany, verified by Jusoft just before customer deliveries begin. Key among these is the car's 0-400-0 time. I wasn't aware that this was even a benchmark or a thing in hypercar world, but I guess if you're spending €2.3 million, you want to know how good it is at going from zero to 400 kilometers an hour back down to zero. Can't say I've ever had a need to do that myself. But if you do, you'll be pleased to know that it'll do it in 25.79 seconds. And that improves on the original Nevera by 4.14 seconds. The Nevera R also set a new fastest EV top speed. This thing barreled around the track at 431 kilometres per hour. Acceleration benchmarks were surpassed at every stage. 0 to 60, 1.66 seconds. Ridiculous. 0 to 100 kph, 1.72, slightly more. 0 to 200 kph, 3.9 seconds. High-speed sprints, like 0 to 300 kilometres an hour, 7.89 seconds. 0 to 200 miles per hour, 9.25 seconds. If you simply must get to 200 miles an hour as quick as possible, the Nevera R is the car to do it. So, what about quarter mile times? A lot of people who like performance cars take a check of the quarter mile time. The quarter mile was 7.9. Standing mile, 19.7. seconds. Wow. These gains were achieved through some aerodynamic improvements, a fixed rear wing and large diffuser, increasing downforce by 15% and efficiency by 10%. Michelin Cup 2 tyres improve the grip and reduce understeer, while recalibrated torque vectoring enhances handling. It has four electric motors, 2,107 horsepower. The Nevera R distributes torque to each wheel with high precision. Only 40 will ever be made. You have to get behind me in the queue for one of them. I've got my 2.3 million euros ready to hand over. Now, the UK government is expanding the EV incentives. Our Transport Secretary, Heidi Alexander, turned up on Sunday morning political chat show TV yesterday and talked about EVs. And I must say, made a lot of headlines. The UK government is accelerating EV adoption with new investment announcements totalling £763 million, part of a £1.4 billion strategy targeting affordability and infrastructure. Transport Secretary Heidi Alexander announcing £63 million for charging infrastructure upgrades. Local councils get £25 million for home charging, including pavement gullies for cable management, £30 million to support fleet operators like the NHS, the National Health Service. A separate £700 million subsidy fund will prioritise lower cost and UK-made models like the new Nissan Leaf, though luxury brands like Tesla and the Range Rovers may receive some reduced benefits. This investment follows Rachel Reeves, our Chancellor, £400 million infrastructure pledge recently. The approach represents a shift from the previous government's cancelled £950 million motorway charging plan that's now been ditched. And they're spending less money on different things. It could mark a return to direct subsidies after the grants ended back in 2022. I think I got a grant or two off a couple of Renault Zoes that we bought in pre-pandemic times. And electric vehicles now represent 20% of new car sales in the United Kingdom, 240% up since 2021. EVs comprise less than 5% of total cars on the road at the moment. The government targets 28% of new car sales this year. Industry analysis says they can't do that. That's exactly what the analysis said at this time last year, which was we wouldn't hit 2024's target. And in the end, none of the car makers ended up paying any fines. The government has committed £2 billion over 5 years to support zero-emission vehicles. So what we don't know yet, and what I imagine I'll be talking about a lot on the podcast this week, is the specifics of that. I would be very surprised if we do go back to a grant, just money off a car. Inevitably, some of that money does filter its way up the supply chain, as it were, to the OEMs, the food chain, I should say, really. And so do EVs, you know, if you get £4,000 off an EV, do they become £4,000 more expensive on the RRP? No, not quite, because there's a lot more competition these days. But I think it's inevitable that not all of that value ends up with the end purchaser, if that makes sense to you, when you have direct money off EVs. But we'll wait and see. That wasn't announced. She wouldn't be drawn on what's the amount and what is it. Personally, I would recommend that we target, like as France has done, low and middle income families. Because back in the early days of the grants being available, there's no doubt that a lot of Tesla owners, 50, 60 grand cars, were getting discounts on. And with all respect, the research does tend to show that most people who bought those cars would have bought them anyway had there not been incentives. And so I would hope that, you know, people like me, not particularly high income, you know, regular little semi-detached house, couple of kids, two used cars in the driveway. Like, we don't really need free money. I would never say no, obviously, to a handout. But, do I need it? No. Are there lots of other people who are far more deserving, who could do with safe, reliable transport, cut their costs of filling up with petrol and diesel, cut their maintenance costs, and, you know, people who, there's too much week and not enough money, if that makes sense. And I don't fit into that category. We are, you know, comfortable is the best word I always is used. We're not well off, but we're comfortable. And I don't really need it, but I suspect, that they'll try and make it fair. So we'll wait and see. Right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about VW ID Buzz. He's got some more information on what's happening there and Panasonic factories in the US. Stick around. Back in a mo.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Now let's talk about Volkswagen. If you remember, a year ago, I told you about the Volkswagen ID3 Fire and Ice Limited Edition. 1 year after we first saw it, it's now confirmed for production. The model pays tribute to a popular 1990 Golf Mark II Fire and Ice edition. They're going to make 1,990 units from 1990. Pricing in Germany is €56,000, which is a lot of money for an ID3, but if you really want the special edition, the ID3 Fire and Ice offers rear-mounted electric motors with either 286 or 326 PS of power. The 326 version goes 0 to 62 miles an hour in 5.7 seconds and comes standard with DCC adaptive suspension, and it's optional on the lower powered version. They use the 79 kilowatt hour lithium ion battery from the range, 185 kilowatts DC peak on that, I think. Just under 200, 185 is your peak. So rapid charging, 26 minutes, 10 to 80. It's a good battery technology in that ID3. Most visually recognizable because of the ultraviolet metallic paint and the red roof frame stripe from the original Fire and Ice cars. Now, some more details about a story I told you about last week. Volkswagen's efforts to launch the ID Buzz in the US have had setbacks. There's been a recall and sharply increased import duties. While some reports suggested that the exports from Germany to the US have been halted, I can tell you today, Volkswagen of America maintains shipments have continued. They just face delays. A recall affecting North American ID buses based on safety regulations relating to rear seat width slowed things down. Sources suggested that the tariff increase recently is what stopped the exports from Germany to the US. VW of America saying they haven't stopped. In April, US import duties on Euro vehicles rose from 2.5% to 27.5%, directly impacting models like the ID Buzz, which is made in Hanover, Germany. The ID Buzz, marketed as a modern successor to the microbus, carries a US sticker price between $60,000 and $68,000 for 234 miles EPA of range. Even before the tariff hike, cost competitiveness was always a tough selling point for Volkswagen. Now, Panasonic is postponing plans to reach full production at its new EV battery plant in Kansas after slower than anticipated sales at Tesla, the customer of that factory. It's a $4 billion EV plant making batteries, expected to achieve an annual capacity of 30 gigawatt hours in the next 18 months. But a revised timeline, thanks to lower Tesla sales, has pushed things back. The Kansas site is Panasonic's second major battery plant in the US, following the Nevada Gigafactory. The delay is largely attributed to challenges at Tesla, a decline in vehicle sales, and the discontinuation of the US tax credit, which is incoming. Now let's talk LiveWire, makers of EV bikes. LiveWire surprised us over the weekend and unveiled two compact electric motorcycles at Harley-Davidson's HD Homecoming Festival in Milwaukee, aimed at new and young riders. Both bikes have a 12-inch wheel size, a seat height of about 76 centimeters or 30 inches, making them their smallest, most approachable vehicles to date. Despite the size, each motorcycle has a top speed of 53 miles an hour or 85 kilometers an hour, and a city range of 100 miles or 160 kilometers. Two removable battery packs, an off-road version for trails, campsites, and backyards, and a street version for city commutes, daily errands, and riders seeking a customizable electric option. Although pricing hasn't been officially announced, these motorcycles will cost around half as much as the current LiveWires, which typically sell for $16,000, making them much more accessible to first-time buyers or younger buyers. With the street models, similarities to the popular Honda Grom and the off-road versions focus on build quality, LiveWire wants to provide legal, good alternatives to the kind of unbranded or non-street legal bikes, which so many younger buyers seem to want. Now, Ford says it will maintain employment protections at its Cologne factory, home to over 10,000 workers through 2032. Following an agreement reached with employee representatives as part of a previously announced restructuring, the plant will see 3,000 job cuts from November, many of them voluntary layoffs. Ford has invested $2 billion to transform Cologne into EV production. The plant currently makes the Explorer and the Capri, both based on VW's MEB platform. In the first 5 months of the year, Explorer was 16,000 actually. Capri was 5,000. And despite the efforts of selling those cars, Ford has called on the German government to boost EV incentives and expand charging infrastructure to give them a hand. And finally, North America's largest hybrid electric ferry is about to go into operation as Washington State Ferries launches on the Seattle Bainbridge Island routes by next weekend. Governor Bob Ferguson announcing the milestone during a test run last Thursday in Elliott Bay after a 22-month conversion. The vehicle, the Wenatchee, accommodates 202 cars and initially operates evening-only services before returning to normal schedule by the end of the month. Captain Robert Meredith noting the ferry runs noticeably quieter with electric power, demonstrating the enhanced passenger experience. The refit was $133 million, removing two large diesel stinky dirty engines. Even without shore charging infrastructure, the hybrid system reduces fuel consumption by 25% and energy capture during throttle reduction. They have a couple of diesel generators left as a temporary power source. I've been joined by one of our black cats wanting to know what I'm doing in the office. So if you can hear an interruption, that's what she's up to. She's probably hungry. She wants her dinner. I'll go and feed one of the cats. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse. Global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one, see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.